You're listening to Morning Edition right here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. There will be a March for Science on Saturday.
Why? Well, I'm a scientist. I care deeply about science, and I'm worried at the moment about societal support for science, even at the level of acknowledging that policy should be based on facts.
That's University of Washington professor Dave Montgomery. He plans to march here in Seattle. It's one of hundreds of cities around the country where the marches for science will take place, including Washington, D.C. But not all scientists think a march is the right kind of activism. KUOW's David Hyde has more from the banks of South Lake Union.
Nicole Baker is a research scientist at the University of Washington. She studies the state of global fish stocks.
So their B over BMSY or F over MSY are closer to one. Those are healthy stocks, so we're going to look at if...
It's definitely not political work. Baker's 30 years old. She's never been an activist. She's never even participated in a political march before.
I did not have any level of political engagement when I was in college. I studied and had fun and traveled, and politics was not even on my radar.
But last year, when Donald Trump ran for president, Baker got political for the first time in her life.
I think the nomination of Scott Pruitt as the EPA chief who doesn't believe in climate change just totally put me over the edge.
She's alarmed that President Trump and some members of his cabinet seem to dismiss basic science, and that President Trump slashed science research funding in his proposed budget. But Baker does not see the March for Science as about one political party or the other.
I just think that it's not a partisan issue. I think if there was a Democratic president who was doing the same things, I would feel the same way about marching.
Robert Young agrees with Baker that science is under attack, but he thinks marching is the wrong tactic.
It's going to reinforce the messages that they've been getting from the conservative media all along, that the scientists are really just liberal environmentalists, or the scientists have their own political agenda.
Robert Young is a coastal geologist at Western Carolina University, and he's spent more than a decade studying the Elwha Dam removal project here in Washington State. And he thinks the science march reveals a larger problem with how scientists sometimes talk about their work to the general public, that they're not always thinking hard enough about how their messages will be received by people who don't know any scientists or people who live in places where Donald Trump won.
You know, I can't go to talk to my in-laws about climate change and start the conversation with polar bears. My in-laws live in eastern North Carolina. What they care about is having a job. And, you know, what the soybean crop is this year. They don't care about polar bears. And you may think that that's terrible, but that's the way that the world works.
Sarah Myrie has a very different perspective on the march.
To say that science is not political and to say that we're going to have problems down the line if we politicize science, it's like saying, you know, science is about empiricism, which is this pure thing up above our heads that doesn't have anything to do with politics. And frankly, that's wrong.
Sarah Myrie is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Washington. And for Myrie, it's not just a march for science. It's also a march against how science is currently organized. She says it excludes women and minorities.
We are marching to defend an inclusive and diverse culture inside of science, a culture that accepts women as a part of the scientific community, a culture that accepts people of color and people that have been disenfranchised inside of science. And so there are incredibly important social and cultural issues that interface with the scientific community right now, and those are also a part of the March for Science.
So, not every scientist is going to be marching for the same reason, and not every scientist is going to march. But everyone I spoke with had one thing in common, a shared belief that something important about the identity of the country is at stake if people don't stand up for science right now.
Think about the things that American science has done in the last 100 years. We put people on the moon. We landed an instrument on an asteroid. We have a robot driving around Mars right now. We are a driving force across the entire planet for health and safety and reducing costs and reducing risk.
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
Now we'll hear from Alex Berzow. He has a different take on the March for Science. He has a PhD in microbiology from the University of Washington. He's a senior fellow at the American Council on Science and Health. He agrees with Science March organizers that public policy should be informed by science, but...
For every sin that you can point to conservatives, such as denying climate change or denying evolution, you can also point to the progressive left and say, look, there are environmental organizations that deny the benefits of GMOs. There are left-wing organizations that deny the safety of nuclear power. And so I don't buy that this is just a one-sided war on science. If you go back to the Obama administration, for instance, there was also, I'm sure as many of you remember, a vaccine shortage in 2009. And that was the result of the FDA at the time refusing to allow adjuvants, which extend this vaccine supply, asking for manufacturers to produce vials that have less thimerosal. Now, thimerosal is the compound that many people have falsely accused for causing autism. Vaccines don't cause autism, but this is the molecule they said this is what causes it. So the Obama administration's FDA had given in to a couple of very fringe ideas. And as a result, we had a vaccine supply shortage. So now, I don't buy this idea that the war on science comes from the right. I don't really buy it that it comes from the left. I buy that politicians are politicians, and they will throw science under the bus whenever they think it suits them.
Alex Berzow is a senior fellow at the American Council on Health and Science. On its website, the council says part of their mission is to fight back against activist groups that have targeted GMOs, vaccines, nuclear power, and chemicals. You'll hear more this week about how scientists are responding to President Trump's election as KUAW's politics team covers activism during Trump's first 100 days.